Okay, today, Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Arachin, and we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah. Hagoseis, if someone is dying, he's very close to death, Vayotzi Lehareg, or someone is being taken out to be killed by Beis Din, Lo Nidar, you can't take a Neder of his value because he doesn't have any value. He's about to die. Velo Nerech, and you cannot take his Erech value either, because in order to determine the Erech, he has to be able to stand up and be assessed, and he cannot be assessed because he cannot stand because he's being taken out to be killed. No, he can be the subject of an erech. What do you need to assess when it comes to the erech? You just have to find out his gender and his age, and you know exactly what it is. He just cannot be the subject of a neder commitment because that's something that you have to actually be able to assess, and he can't stand to through an assessment because he's being taken out to be executed, and he has no real value as it is. So any assessment is going to yield a zero. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no der maruchu makdish, that someone who's dying or is being executed can take a neder commitment, can take a erech commitment, and he can be makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash. So regardless of whether he could be the subject of it, he could certainly commit to it. Vim hizik chayv b'tashlumin, and if he does damage, he's going to have to pay. Tanakama thinks that that's not true. The Tanakhama would hold that you can't collect from damages that he does once he's already dead. Mishnah Dalit, Ha'isha Sheyotza Leharag, if a pregnant woman is being taken out to be executed, she was Michal Shabbos, she murdered someone, whatever it may be, so they need to execute her. Ein Mamtinu La'at Sheteled, we do not wait until she delivers her baby before we execute her, knowing full well that when we execute a pregnant woman, the baby's going to die as well. This Mishnah is actually one of the primary sources in the discussion about abortion, whether abortion is considered murder or not, because here the baby is in Chayv Misa, so if the baby is considered an independent entity, how could it be that we're killing the baby? Yashva al-Mashper, but once she's ready on the birthing stool and she's already in labor, Mamtin al-Achatele, then we're not going to execute her right now, we'll wait till the baby's born, so the baby will stay alive. He isha shenehergo, if a woman was executed for having committed one of the Dal Mises Beis Din, Avera that carries Dal Mises Beis Din, Nen in Bisari, you're allowed to get Hana'a from her hair, that it doesn't really mean her own physical hair, it means that if she had some sort of weave of other hair in her own hair, you're allowed to use that. Behema Shenerga, if an animal was killed, an animal was killed because that animal had killed a person, Asurba Anah, you're not allowed to get any Hana'ah from that animal, including from the hair of that animal. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we said that someone who is dying, who's a goseis, he's holding by death, or is being executed, cannot be the subject of a neder or an erech, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Chanan ben Akiva said he can be the subject to an erech, because we know his gender, and we know his age, just not the subject of a neder. And Rabbi Yossi says that he can be the one who commits to a neder and erech, or even to be makdish something. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama in that Rabbi Yossi holds that if he does damage, his estate is going to have to pay for the damage that was done. And then in Mishnah Dal, we said that if a woman is being taken out to be executed, we do not, and she's pregnant, we do not wait for the baby to be born unless she's already in labor. If she has been executed, so you are allowed to get hana'ah from the foreign hair that's woven into her hair, whereas a behema that's been executed is asubahana entirely, even the hair of such an animal is asubahana. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph.